Baltimore health officials and Be More for Healthy Babies partner organizations are urging families to follow safe sleep practices in response to a spike in the number of sleep-related infant deaths. Despite record low infant sleep-related deaths in 2016, which were 7, 12 babies have died in their sleep so far in 2017 in Baltimore City. Baltimore previously experienced a record high of 27 infant sleep-related deaths in 2009. With us to discuss this more is Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen. Dr. Nguyen, welcome.
Thank you.
So we're urging parents to follow the ABCDs of preventing sleep infant deaths.
That's right. So I am a new mother myself, and I received and continue to receive a lot of advice from people, including others who may have been raised a certain way. And so I hear about, well, maybe you should put your baby to sleep in the same bed as you, or put them on their bellies. And those are not safe sleep methods. And it's important for us to spread the message about the ABCDs of safe sleep, which are: A is for alone, that the baby should sleep alone in their own crib, not in a bed with someone else. B is for on the back. Studies have shown over and over again that sleeping on the back is the safest thing to do, and so put your baby on the back. C is for crib. Babies should always be asleep in a crib, and there should be nothing else in the crib. Often people will give gifts of stuffed animals and pillows, but those are not safe, and so babies should be alone on their back in a crib. And D is for don't smoke. Smoking is associated with sleep-related infant death. It's also associated with many other medical problems as well, and so do not smoke in a house with an infant. And if there is an E, it would be no exceptions. These are the ABCDs of safe sleep. And we also urge for parents and caregivers this holiday season to check their carbon monoxide detectors, their smoke detectors. Don't use unapproved sources of heating, which can lead to fire and to carbon monoxide poisoning. And this is a time, too, to watch out for loved ones. If you are going to someone's home and you see a child in an unsafe sleep environment, it's also a good idea to speak up. Unfortunately, in so many of the cases of child death that we see, other relatives or friends have observed unsafe behavior but did not speak up in time. And so we want to remind everyone that it really is all of our responsibilities to care for our youngest kids.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen with us. Dr. Nguyen, I noticed at a press conference you had with Mayor Catherine Pugh, there was mention of Be More Healthy Babies and partner organizations. Talk a little about who those partner organizations are.
We are very fortunate in our city to have exceptional partners for all of our work in health. And one of our coalition efforts is around Be More for Healthy Babies, which along with the health department involves over 150 public and private partners. And that includes Healthcare Access Maryland, Family League, with the support of organizations like Care First. We also work with all of our local hospitals and neighborhood associations and faith groups. It really takes all of us to keep our babies healthy. And again, I want to remind everyone about the importance of safe sleep habits. Between 2009 and 2016, we had 122 infant deaths. And in 116 of the 122 deaths, there were unsafe sleep practices, things like putting the baby to sleep on their bellies or co-sleeping with the baby or having the baby sleep on sofas or in soft bedding. And for all those reasons, it's important for us to keep our baby safe and to speak up if we see something happen. And I also want to spread the message about a few hotlines as well. Around the holidays, there may also be an increase in mental health and substance use. And we have a 24/7 phone hotline. The number is 410-433-5175, 410-433-5175. It is a 24/7 phone hotline for anyone calling for addiction, mental health issues. They can call for themselves. They can call for their loved ones. We also hope that you'll help us to spread the word about another 24/7 phone hotline, which is a confidential and safe parent helpline. That's 1-800-243-7337, 1-800-243-7337.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen with us. Dr. Nguyen, changing gears just a little bit. Some time ago, you wrote a standing order or a standing prescription for naloxone. Does that standing order or standing prescription remain in effect?
Naloxone or Narcan is the antidote to opioid overdose. Someone who is overdosing and unresponsive and about to die can have their lives be saved if they got this this medication in time, which is the reason why I issued a standing order actually in October of 2015, so 2 years ago, for every resident in our city. We got the legislation further tuned so that earlier this year, naloxone is essentially over-the-counter here in Baltimore City as a result of my blanket prescription. So anyone can go into any of our pharmacies in Baltimore City and get naloxone without having a separate prescription from their doctor. I urge for every single resident in our city to carry this medication. Already, everyday residents in Baltimore have saved over 1,500 lives in just 2 years. Those are lives of our neighbors, our family members, our friends, our community members, and we should all carry naloxone in our medicine cabinet and our first aid kit. And you can find out more information at our website, which is www.don'tdie.org. Don'tdie.org contains videos. It contains other resources so that we can all be empowered to save the lives of our fellow community members.
Would you say that education is the key to fighting opioid addiction?
Education is one step, because we all have to have a role in reducing stigma and encouraging treatment. But a lot more needs to be done, too. That includes saving lives with naloxone. It includes providing treatment, because we know that addiction is a disease, similar to diabetes and heart disease. Treatment does exist, and millions of people around the country are in long-term recovery. We need far more resources, because we do not have anything close to treatment on demand, treatment at the time that people need it. We need to see addiction the same way that we do any other illness. You can go into the ER and get treatment for other diseases. Why can't we do that for the disease of addiction? So under Mayor Pugh's leadership here in Baltimore City, we are doing things like starting a stabilization center, which is the beginning of a 24/7 urgent care for addiction and mental health. And we're also looking to expand treatment options, including working with our hospitals so that addiction is treated the same way as we do any other illness.
And finally, Dr. Nguyen, we understand the City Health Department will be working closely with Mayor Pugh's office in regards to the Safe Streets program.
Safe Streets is an evidence-based intervention to reduce violence in our city. It is based on the public health approach that violence is a contagious disease. It's something that spreads from person to person, and therefore it can be treated as an infectious disease. There can be a prevention that works, and there can be treatment as well. And we are thrilled that Mayor Pugh is expanding Safe Streets, and we'll be working closely with her and Director Drew Vetter from the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice to expand Safe Streets and use this evidence-based public health model to combat violence in Baltimore City.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen. Dr. Nguyen, thanks for your time.
Thank you, and have a safe and happy and healthy holiday.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.